Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back. The NutriMedical Report, hour number two. It is the April 18th show. Amy is here from Legacy Food and Prepper Supplies. Welcome back, Amy.
Hi, Dr. Bill.
Hey, Amy. I am so pleased. I got my sample. I got a sample of the regular delivery supply, which you can send monthly. And I'm probably going to change it, so I need to tell you that on the break.
Yeah, you can let me know.
But I'm so pleased. I sent off a big package to my son who lives in Flagstaff. He moved out last year to go to the University of Northern Arizona last December. And I've always been getting a lot of Legacy Foods. I mean, my wife told me up in our attic, we've got a lot of Legacy Foods, and I added more. I added the 60-pack, monthly supply. And you save 20% when you go on a kind of an auto ship. But you're not just a food supplier. You supply water filtration systems, electrical power systems, prepper supplies, medical equipment, all kinds of stuff. Now, you know, the first question is, before you start prepping, the question I ask is, after the fourth day, do you want to survive? And to be honest with you, you have to ask that question first before you even order your first dehydrator, which you can buy online. Or you decide to get your first pack food. Now, if you want to have what's called gourmet Mageddon, which means when everybody else is starving and eating their dog like in Venezuela, oh, that doggy is good, man. His hind quarter fried up, tastes like chicken. Mm. No. Fido does not need to become dinner. But the fact is that Americans, we just talked about this with Lowell even on the break after he finished his hour, that he was involved with the original NEST program for survival. Now, I know as a doctor that worked with the FBI and CDC in Operation Top Off and Dark Winter, and these guys, I didn't know whether they were just stupid or evil when I talked to the CDC and FBI director and the FEMA director face-to-face, because I am beyond the level of galactic. I'm a cosmic pariah. I'm going to ask tough enough questions. I don't care if you're Donald Trump or who the hell you are, Satan himself, you're going to squirm. And the first thing I'm going to ask is, tough questions that you have to know. You know, I'm a survivor. I survived death at birth. My DOA day was February 15th, 1952. I literally had a near-death experience, pretty well died, at 8 and a half, and I'm still around causing trouble. Now, there's a lot of people who have given me death threats, and I've dealt with it by scaring the hell out of them, and they should be because I'm not Bambi. I'm the big bad wolf. But I'm very aware of how vulnerable we are. We are vulnerable with our power grid. We're vulnerable with our food supply. The food's not going to survive 4 days. If there's a declared national emergency, like the power goes out and you can't get your cell phone, if there are people that can walk, they're going to be carrying shopping carts full of food away from the grocery store, and in 2 hours it's empty. We had a power outage here back in 2011, and our local Albertson grocery store, there were literally fist fights for ice in the aisles, and they had to bring in armed guards to stop people fist fighting in the aisles for ice. And they cleared the shelves. It was nuts. Now,
wow.
Now, the reason why, if I was going to be really wild, I would actually get a kind of a good screenwriter, and I would give them some ideas for I call it a scamtastic video movie. And this movie would be about a 90, 92-minute movie, and we would call it The Fourth Day. And you know why we call it The Fourth Day? Because now the food is completely rotten in the fridge because you haven't had power. You can't get gasoline because the power pumps are out. Your credit cards don't work, so you're not going to get Amazon to deliver it, even with their little drones.
All right.
All you can hear is the barking of dogs who haven't had dog food. And the wife is angry, but they know you have a handgun somewhere. And you know you got neighbors that have got wells and power backup and solar. And their lights are still on at night. And you hear them out in the backyard partying because they got Gourmageddon going on. They got legacy food. They got their own dehydrator, so they're saving some of their meals and dehydrating it and putting in liquid nitrogen to freeze and kill all the pathogens without radiation or toxic chemicals. And instead of having Panic City at the fourth day, they're partying out back. They can still go to sleep at night, and if they have satellite connection, they still get music. They may even have satellite television. But guess what? Everybody else is considering that Fido's looking awfully good now, that we haven't had much water because by the third day, they had to cut the water back because if they don't, the sewer's going to back up in your home if you live in a large city or town in every country in the Western world, including New Zealand, Australia, Canada, and the United States. Most people don't realize we have backup power for water, but not sewage. So if you don't cut down the water supply, which makes people dehydrate, you're going to have sewage backup in the toilets, in the sinks. All through your house is going to smell like a septic field.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people don't get it that when you call if you've got a broken fracture and a bone sticking out or a bad laceration or an infection, you can't call 911 because they're not coming. They're taking care of their own family.
Sure.
And neither are the police or the other people. Maybe you'll have civil defense if you're smart enough and you've got a sheriff's office. So you're going to have civil defense crews that actually can help, like down in New Orleans when they had that major hurricane, Katrina. But FEMA came in, the Federal Emergency Magnification Agency, and cut the communication lines off and even tried to intersect barges coming in with food and other supplies to help people. They don't want you to reduce the disaster. This is a good damn disaster. We want people to totally suffer and even to get diarrhea or die rather than get help. Now, so if you aren't helping yourself, the first question is not whether I should order legacy food, but do I want to live beyond the fourth day? Because by the second month, if the power is out alone, without a nuclear war, without a biological disaster, without a plague, 90% of the population of the Western world in these large cities and towns are going to be dead or consumed as by those different subspecies called... I don't want to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. I call it the Homo sapiens cannibalis. In other words, it's a subspecies of human. When they're hungry enough, they'll eat you.
Yeah.
So rather than having, I call gourmet Mageddon, where you're kind of fuzzy, dehydrated foods and you just have to have water, and you're having great foods and great entrees, you say, man, this is life is good, it's like camping. And the fact is the EMF frequencies from smart meters and Wi-Fi networks and 5G is gone. Everything is calm. Your nervous system says, wow, it's so peaceful, dear. We don't have constant cyber attacking us and hacking our DNA and screwing up. In fact, I got an interesting article about the 2B class carcinogen of electropollution caused by 5G networks and smart meters. And people think it's, oh, that's just their conspiracy theory. Let's put it this way. My science and my knowledge in this is not open to your goddamned opinion. How's that? And people say, well, what do you mean, Dr. Daigle? I said, look, I took care of classified projects, including directed energy weapons. I, with my knowledge, could make the most deadly weapons in human history, but I'm not cruel and evil. I'm not going to go from Anakin Sky Daigle to Darth Daigle. I'm not going to do it, okay? But if you think I have normal talents, that's just Dr. Daigle. He's got a big mouth and he's a narcissistic maniac. No, I'm not. I'm a human being, and I am a son of the Most High God, and I'm a sinner saved by grace. And believe me, I got a relationship with the Most High, which means you got to listen to me. And if you don't, it's the end of grace and the beginning of judgment. So if you haven't prepared for the fourth day and you're not ready with Gourmageddon, you're going to eat your puppy, and then you're going to eat your relatives. Now, you think I'm making this up? Because it's so funny.
No.
But you know what's bad about it? You know what's bad about it? It could be funny if there wasn't a body count. But there will be.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it will. People don't make crap. Absolutely.
So I tell people, it's not a matter of whether or not you should order from Legacy or... We have another one on here called Ready Store, which has got some good medical supplies, but I like the Legacy and food's the best. It's like, do you want to survive? Do you want to actually be in the state of disaster where you're getting massive diarrhea from eating bad water or eating food that's so bad or you haven't properly prepared that you get it and you die? You know, ptomaine poisoning. Do you realize this? And if you think the government's going to show up to save your carcass, let me tell you, the military plan is to come out after 6 months, not 2 months, because everybody's either dead, buried, and the survivors can be controlled by a small military coming out with a lot of hardware. They have no intentions of helping you, except helping you into a deep mass grave. How's that? Easy to do, isn't it? Now that I have my little rant there to probably, I call it the towel clip test, where if you want to do surgery on somebody, you kind of pinch them with a towel clip, and if they don't punch you in the face, it's time to cut.
There you go. Yeah.
Now I want you to lay out the kind of products you have available and how you can order to order immediately, like a package, or you can do an auto order, which saves you 20%, and you can change your auto order. For example, before you go today, okay. I gotta change things a bit. Because what I want people to understand is this is really optional. The problem is the modern society is getting more and more high-tech. They're trying to tell us, like, I watched a commercial night before last, and I couldn't believe it. And there was a commercial for the Echo, which is this little Amazon Echo. And it showed the dog getting into the flower. And you look at this dog, and the dog looks really guilty, and it's got flour all over its snout. Shit. Excuse my English. Yeah. It made me laugh so hard, and I couldn't believe it. And then this guy walks into the kitchen and says, oh, my, Echo, order flour. And the Echo says, ordered? Damn it. You know, it's like we're living in literally the Matrix, and people don't realize that they're turning our home, our workplace, and everything into like a cyberspace. And I was going to write a book about this. You know, if everybody's worried about the coming of robots to take over our jobs, everybody's being turned into a cybot. Do you know what a cybot is?
Mm-mm.
It's a person that uses so much electronic stuff, you become fused and attached to the cybernetic called world of things. You know, they talk about in the internet. And if you look at people like Zuckerberg, you know this guy Zuckerberg? He looks like an alien. He's got that scary look like, yes, my UFO landed. I was recruited from Harvard for DARPA. DARPA thought I had a good idea. I don't know how to code, but I had a good alien idea to create the Matrix on Earth. We're doing fine. I'm sorry for all the things we screwed up. I'll continue to apologize for screwing you up until we have total control. Thank you. Have a nice day. Please don't ask any more tough questions because I am running out of lies for you. Running out of lies, right? So, if people think, oh, the government will be there for you, I said, yeah, they'll be there for the people like Katrina. Were they there for those people in Katrina? No. No, they were there, actually, to make sure they cut off their power and communication lines. They were there to make sure that they stopped barges from coming in to help. And they were there to make sure they tried to seize guns from doctors going back and forth to hospitals where they were living on higher ground and came to the hospitals that were partially maybe affected with little water, but they could get there. They came in SUVs with big enough tires they could drive in and take care of their patients. Did you know that the FEMA were actually taking the guns from doctors and nurses who were dealing with scavengers that were criminals going into homes and stealing stuff, and they wanted to make sure the doctors didn't have or nurses have protection with handguns and semi-automatic weapons to protect themselves from these people? That's what FEMA does. And I confronted FEMA back in 2001, 6 months before 9/11, and I was there beside some general with all the braids on their chest. And we were doing a private meeting at the Adams Mark Hotel. And I met with the CDC and the FBI director afterward for lunch for a couple hours and asked them a bunch of plausibly deniable questions. And at the end of it, I said, I don't know if you guys are stupid or evil or both, but definitely you're not on side. Now, you got to understand here, it's as they say, what they should say is part of your supplies over there at Legacy should be called yo-yo. Yo on, yo on. Yo-yo. So let's do this. Tell us what supplies you have and how you can order it. Go ahead.
Well, we have supplies for every budget, really. And it's like, you know what? Whether you believe that the government's going to help you or not, they can't deploy that quickly. So you got to have a backup. You know, think of anything that you purchase as over and above what you already have in your home, so it gives you that much longer. And so we have everything from any budget. We have, you know, food for every dietary need, you know, sodium sensitive, diabetic, gluten free, even heart health items. So anything from a small budget to a large budget, but just make sure you order through Dr. Bill's link so he gets credit for all the work that he does. So you can call us. We can have free consultations, but ultimately we want you going through his link so that he gets the credit of all those sales.
What I want people to understand is we want society to survive their first 2 months.
Right.
Because afterward, people adapt enough. They'll have a home garden. They'll have a windowsill garden. They'll have a way of capturing water, even if it's through the humidifier. We talked about this previously, so they have a humidifier pulling the humidity out of the air. But you'll survive one way or another. And you'll even have, let's say, one of these special chemical toilets. Besides the fact that your regular toilet may not work because if you're living in a town or city, they're not going to continue supplying enough water to actually have sewage treatment. People don't know that, do they?
Speaking of Dr. Bill, we just added another brand new toilet option, sanitation.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have them look at that as well. It's a fantastic option.
Right. Now, I tell people, don't think you're going to do everything at once. If you do something every week in a year, You're kind of pretty well prepped.
Or every 2 weeks, whatever you can do.
Yeah, and I tell people it might be one minor thing, like you get our pure water system, you get an auto ship from Legacy Foods, you decide to get even a few solar panels so you've got backup at least for a few electronic things.
Right.
You get yourself ready to kind of have an alternate way to cook and heat food and a way of extracting water. Maybe you buy a humidifier so you can extract water from the air, so if you don't have a well, you can at least get a couple of gallons of water every day from the humidity of the air.
Just take care of the basics, right.
Just do it step by step. We do the real basic, right. Simple stuff, add layers on it, and then what we're trying to do with Dave Mitchell is set what's called surviving Christian patriot camps, if you want to call it, or villages. And you have to think of survival as not a 2 month deal or 6 months. You have to realize it's decades and centuries. If we have a real bad conflict, right now, how many Russians that have been actually hired as mercenaries have died in Syria in the last 2 years?
No idea.
200 plus.
Hmm.
Now, they haven't got the ones with Russians with Russian soldier outfits on and so on, but these are mercenaries hired to actually embed within the Syrian army or with the Iranians. And they have special training so they can operate equipment and so on. But 200 have died. Now, the Russians actually just went through the Bosporus, and they're now down delivering tanks, T-80 tanks and other equipment and so on, and S-500 anti-aircraft systems. And their missile destroyers sitting in the Black Sea can take out all our military bases and all our naval ships in an hour if we get beyond what we call the trigger point, where the Russians bang the table, "We had enough, we Russia. We don't put up with Trump and his troop of globalists anymore." Bang. And of course, luckily Putin doesn't drink vodka, but a lot of the guys that are the senior members of his supporting guys, they do drink vodka and they got Russian attitude. Right? Mm-hmm. Same with the mullahs. You think the mullahs are any pushovers? No, they're not. And a lot of them just look at America and think, "You're kidding. You know the CIA put the mullahs into power and they removed the Shah of Iran?" They took out Mossadegh, too, and put the Shah in. Then they took the Shah out and put in the Ayatollah, and even copied his audio tapes to make sure that when he had arrived in Tehran, he had a couple million audience there to say, "Yeah, wonderful, we now have totalitarianism and crazy religion, and now we can't see miniskirts on our little young ladies anymore or buy cocktails in Tehran. No way. We're going to go alcohol-free. Islam all the way." So you better order Legacy Foods. Go to where? Shop by, go down to Legacy Foods, go to the link, Call them if you want to do an auto ship or do it yourself. Very simple. If you have questions, do give them a call. And what's that number again, Amy?
It's 888-543-7345.
7 minutes back, and we have, in a minute, we'll have Fareed on. In the third hour, I want to make an announcement. My son, Matthew Deagle, he's got a new website, and he will announce it in the third hour. He's got some amazing services we're going to talk about as well in hour number three. Fareed, I think I hear some sounds now. Fareed, are you back? Not quite.
Yeah, Dr. Bill, I'll be back in. We have a bit of a poor connection.
Yeah, that's okay. I have a feeling you're going to soon have a better connection in just a minute. More bars, right? Are you connected by phone, not Skype, right? Okay, let me explain. Let me explain a little bit about heart disease. Heart disease kills more people than all the other major five causes of death. And it sneaks up on you. What is heart disease? Heart disease is infected arteries with imbalanced minerals, especially minerals like magnesium, increased oxidative stress in the artery walls, increased plaque formation, which promotes clots. Clots don't happen on their own. Increased blood viscosity and cardiac markers of inflammation, and decreased nitric oxide generation. In the blood, if it's thick or more viscous, it's harder for the heart and blood vessels to pump. 2/3 of the pumping capacity of your circulatory system is not your heart. After the initial shearing force of your cardiac contractility, your aorta and your arteries pump 2/3 of the blood flow away to your body through non-Newtonian fluid dynamics is actually your blood vessels. So, in fact, actual circulation is actually not due to your heart alone. All of the blood flow back to your heart is the blood vessels, the contractions of the inferior vena cava, the venules, veins, and the capillary bed. So that means you have to understand this. If you don't take care of your heart and vessels, and I recommend Cardiovasc. I recommend other nutraceuticals with it, and I'll go over those briefly before we get into Cardiovasc. I recommend magnesium glycinate, Supernox, which releases nitric oxide, beet VO2 max powder, which you can buy at Amazon or some health food store, because it's the best of the lot in terms of beet powder, CoQ10 Supreme, which is non-crystallizing, the only one in the world, CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol, VascuCare Carnitine, which is a cardiac carnitine to activate contraction of your heart, the use of things to stop free radicals, gamma E plus to stop nitroperoxy radical, cell detox glutathione to stop hydroperoxy radical, ultrathiamine B1 with transketolase to stop the singlet oxygen radical, and of course things to improve the cardiac contractility, because everybody with heart disease is basically hypothyroid, either type 1 or type 2. Now everybody with circulatory problems often has heavy metals if they've had exposure to lead, mercury, amalgams, and so on. You got to detox them, so they may need chelating agents. This formula was actually developed for the Chelation Society of Alberta with Fareed's dad, Sam Ibrahim, who was trained 5 years in pharmacognosy in Germany, which is the lead country for this. And because this formula had knockoffs made by various companies, these knockoff companies claim that they are actually the purveyor or the inventor of this formula, which is foolishness. Now, we have the original formula. They had the Canadian government, in their wisdom, actually removed one of the components of the formula. I hear a lot of noise in the background. Fareed, are you still there?
Yep, that's
your little guy. Now he didn't get a chance to make any comments, because he was on about a month or so ago, and he had some pretty interesting goo-goo gaga things that were actually very appropriately timed to tell us you should be on Cardiovasc.
He may have something to say here. I'm not sure.
A little character
we'll
read
see.
There.
Sometimes he's shy, sometimes he's not.
Yeah. Well, the fact is that heart disease is going to get you. I bet Barbara Bush, who packed it and probably died of a vascular event. She apparently was having some terminal illness of some kind. Most likely, if it wasn't cancer, it was a vascular event that took her out. With a stroke or her heart failure or, a lacunar stroke in her brain from high blood pressure or whatever. So
yeah,
let's go through each of the components of CardioVasc to make sure people understand. When you take this formula, and I usually take 3 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon, and I actually put it in my drink through the day, too, the liquid form. Tell us each of the components, because other companies are trying to make the formula similar, but they're not using the actual components from the right part of the plant. I think I can hear some noise in the background. I guess I don't know where you are, but it sounds like I hear a female voice, too. I bet that's your wife.
Yeah, So I'm sorry, Dr. Bill. So the main component is the hawthorn, and it's the leaf and flower extract.
Right, but all the other companies use the berry, which is crazy.
Correct.
In fact, I've seen other companies use the berry when that's not supported by the research. And it's a cardiotonic like digitalis. It makes your heart and blood vessels contract. Next component. There he is. He agrees. Okay, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
What's his first name?
Jordan.
So Jordan actually is psychically tuned into being your co-salesman. Okay, let's go next.
So there we have the garlic.
Yeah, the garlic, of course, is very... Yeah, the garlic is not just regular garlic. Some people, I actually heard advertisements where people say, just grow garlic and eat it. No. You want aged garlic that preserves the allicin and also other components to kill nanobacteria. So you want to not only kill the nanobacteria, you want to block the angiotensin-converting enzyme that causes hypertension.
Right.
That does it without side effects. For example, if you take the drug Capitin, we call it the Capitin cough syndrome, it blocks neurotendins and bradykinin, so you actually get a Capitin cough. You don't get that with CardioVasc. Next component.
Okay. So then we have the cayenne.
Cayenne is going to basically release nitric oxide. It's like a spice.
Mm-hmm.
We have a 3-gas system. There was discussion at our conference in Vegas back in December of 2017. That you don't have a 2-gas system of carbon dioxide and oxygen. Your oxyhemoglobin molecule can't even release oxygen to the tissues unless there's nitric oxide present. So if you don't develop nitric oxide, you can't dissociate and release the oxygen to the tissue. Next component.
So then we have the bilberry.
Bilberry is the smallest ionizable antioxidant other than hydrogen. So it's going to penetrate through all the organs to kind of mop up liquid nitrogen. It's basically like a free radical mop, if you want to call it. It grows through your heart, lung, kidneys, brain tissue, etc., and it dialyzes really deep into the tissue. Next component.
We have the ginkgo.
Ginkgo is going to reduce blood viscosity, which is why it's a component that was removed by the Canadian government, because the nanny state doesn't want to think, well, Canadians can think for themselves, and they'll stop it 4 days before major surgery. It will make you bleed more because it's going to reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. So when people take CardioVasc, their memory gets better. Their leg cramps get better. The idea that they're perfusing all their tissues, so they're less likely to get an amputation of a toe. Did you ever hear about the lawsuit about Invokana? This is a diabetic drug. If you take it, you have double the risk of getting amputation. So you better swallow them now because our legal firm can give you a big check for having your foot lopped off from taking Invokana. It's the exact opposite. If you take CardioVasc, you're going to reduce the risk of amputations of toes, feet, and blow the knee apps. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Next component.
So then we have the valerian.
Valerian is going to balance your autonomic nervous system. It calms you down. Sympathetic dominance is reduced to parasympathetic, which is heal, relax, go to sleep, heal, go to REM sleep, and go into parasympathetic dominance. Very important. Next.
And then we have the milk thistle.
Stimulates detox by your liver. It's a universal detox stimulant. So no matter what chemicals are in your food wraps or your water supply or whatever, it helps your liver detoxify the chemicals which are literally cooking your artery walls. Next.
That's it.
Now, when you take CardioVasc, as I mentioned with the other formulas I mentioned before you came on with your little guy Jordan, what we have to understand is if you don't take care of your arteries will take care of you. Just like the mafia when he tells his consigliere, take care of Jojo. He's not behaving well. He's not giving us his cut. Yes, I already left a horse head on his front doorstep and wrapped up some fish and newspaper. He should get the message for tomorrow. Make sure his wife is sending her a letter of condolence. That's what's going to happen to you. You're going to have a heart attack or stroke or a malperfusion problem if you're diabetic and you're going to get an amputation. Or you're going to go blind because, remember, perfusion of your eyes determines why you're getting retinal deterioration or you're getting dementia. Most people don't realize that most of the cases of dementia, they say it's Alzheimer's. It's not Alzheimer's. It's vascular dementia caused by malperfusion. As soon as you start taking Cardiovasc, your memory gets better for your grocery list and your grandkids because you're perfusing those parts of the brain that remember. Stay right there. We'll be right back with the next segment, and maybe a Jordan will have comments. Back in a minute. But it wasn't because I didn't
know enough. Anytime, any.
Back, and of course we have Fareed back. Fareed, I'd like you to go through testimonials. What have you heard people say to you about use of Cardiovasc?
Well, it has so many different benefits. I'm a diabetic, and I've talked to other diabetics who've been on Cardiovasc, and one of the things that happens when you have diabetes is you're prone to gum disease, slow healing, because your organs and your tissues in the mouth are not being perfused properly. One gentleman in particular mentioned that, you know, he was having all these dental problems and had to go through major surgeries and so on. And it would take him a long time to recover from these, but once he started to take Cardiovasc, the recovery time sped up considerably.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. Now, what's your definition of what diabetes is? What's diabetes in your mind?
Well, glucose intolerance.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to ask you some tough questions now, because I don't get tough questions.
Sure.
I'll turn it around, and I'll try to answer it after. I'll pretend like you asked me this question.
Sure.
If you're an endocrinologist or a cardiologist, and you're a diabetic, and they're going to give you preventive care, and of course you're going to give you drugs. They'll give you probably a beta blocker, a cholesterol-lowering agent, an ACE receptor blocker, a diuretic. They may give you some other inhibitor to lower triglycerides, like a niacin-type product or whatever. That's a pharmaceutical grade. You know, it has to be a drug-like product.
Right.
For diabetes, they're going to give you Glucophage, which actually is not too bad, although it can not only raise insulin, it also lowers insulin resistance. Insulin's bad by itself. Now, what do you think your average doctor thinks diabetes is, or cardiologist? What do they think it is?
Well, they think it's the inability of the receptor cells to absorb the insulin.
Right. Now, there's two types of thing called the GLUT4 transporter and the insulin receptor. And where do you think most of the resistance is in your body? Do you think it's your skin, your muscles, your liver, your kidneys, your brain? Where is 98% of the resistance to insulin?
I thought it was the fat cells.
Nope, it's your muscles. Fat cells love insulin, okay? Insulin more. It's like going to the fair with your kids and they like cotton candy. They walk by the cotton candy, they want more. Give me more. I'm a fat cell. Okay? But muscle cells, now, why do you think that is? Now, about 219,000 years ago, I'm going to use a little story here and make it up. There was an ancient man surviving in an ice age, and his name, basically we're going to call him Crow, for Cro-Magnon man, okay? Or, you know, the ancient Nian, we're going to call him Nian, for Neanderthal. And Nian is like, he's kind of a big brutish guy, kind of broad shoulders. He's got a bit of a tummy because he's put on body fat. So he can survive when they can't find a local wildebeest to kill, or some other animal to scavenge, or there's not enough berries that they picked in season, and they stored some stuff like along the ice shelf along the edge of the glaciers. But they're actually pretty smart. In fact, they even bury their dead and have religious ceremonies. But they realize that unless you pack on body fat, so if he has children, the children actually carry his genetic heritage, which means their muscles stop using sugar but use fatty acids, they're more likely to actually have kids and actually have not only a higher IQ, but have bigger muscle mass, build up muscles quicker, and are more likely to have a higher fertility rate. Did you know that? So diabetics have higher fertility rates, higher IQs, and bigger body mass. their muscle-to-bone mass is higher. Why is that? Because when you stop using sugar and use fatty acids, you have access. It's like a kid that no longer has access to his own little bank account with a few $1,000s in it. He's got access with his mom's black card to her black card, which has hundreds of thousands of calories in the storage of fat. Okay, think of it that way? Mm-hmm. So basically, it's an adaptive strategy. Now, how it works is really simple. Your muscles actually stop transporting copper to your muscles, so your copper zinc superoxide dismutase enzyme shuts down, and the free radicals actually shut down the number of insulin receptors in the GLUT4 transporter. Okay? Mm-hmm. So diabetes starts in your skeletal muscles. Then there's a signal that goes between your skeletal muscles and your brain, your pineal gland, and your pancreas. Now the pancreas is sent a signal by the brain. That's why when they wanted to stop really aggressive diabetes years ago, they do a Caldwell-Luck procedure. It actually goes through your sinus cavity and cut the hypophysis, the connection between your pineal gland and your hypothalamus, and actually they would stop the aggressive diabetes, whether it's making you blind or making you lose your feet. Now, they make you panhypopituitary, but your aggressive diabetes stopped. So basically, there are signals coming from your brain caused by an interaction with your muscle that actually shuts down the overactivity of insulin, because now your pancreas is putting on mega amounts of insulin. And your insulin levels in a normal person are 2.2 microunits of insulin. A diabetic might be putting out, whether it's type 1 or type 2, because people don't realize it, after you get over the initial viral insult, your pancreas does come back, but you don't have a physiological response to blood sugar in type 1 diabetics. There's a kind of a funky response. They're both, they have what we call type 3. In other words, they basically, eventually, type 1 diabetics get some type 2 aspects, because their insulin comes back, but it's not completely responsive. So the real issue is skeletal muscle resistance. Eventually, you get some resistance in other tissues. When that resistance gets to your brain cells, your astrocytes, we have a new name for it. It's called dementia. So basically, if you don't have vascular dementia, we call astrocyte diabetic dementia, it's because your astrocytes can't form a neural network because they can't use sugar to fire off. Think of your brain cells as drag racers. They only use alcohol for fuel. They can't use gasoline. They can't use, these fiber pellets, they use for running furnaces. They can only use alcohol, which is basically sugar. And if your brain can't use sugar anymore, unless it's using carbon fatty acids, like CK8 carbon fatty acids, which we're making a nanotechnology fuel formula, which I'll be launching in the next few months, your brain cells can't form a neural network, so you become demented. Okay? So dementia is basically diabetes of the brain cells. Unless you have a vascular insufficiency syndrome, you can see on a SPECT blood flow scan and a quantitative electroencephalogram, we actually see shutting down the voltages and coherence pattern across the brain on a quantitative electroencephalogram. Now, do you think the average doctor knows what I know about this? Are you kidding me?
No. Nope.
Of course not. I've been working on this for 40 years. I went into medicine to find the cause of diabetes, and when I did, I got persecuted. Now, you can validate this. You can actually show that the primary cause of diabetes is skeletal muscle insulin resistance. And that's what starts the whole ball rolling, and you don't even just have insulin out of whack. You get high levels of cortisol from your adrenals overworking. You get high levels of glucagon that the pancreas also generates that makes your liver convert to the one carbon pathway protein into sugar. So overnight, you may not have a damn thing to eat. Your blood sugar can be higher the next morning than it was after having a big dinner if you're diabetic. Because your liver takes protein with glucagon and converts it to the one carbon pathway. And your cortisol is the main hormone that actually prevents your blood sugar from hitting the floor. So if your insulin's high and trying to jam your blood sugar into the floor, your cortisol level is trying to push it up so it doesn't hit the floor, because when it does, your brain shuts off. You get what's called blackout. Basically, your brain runs on sugar. It stops working when there's no sugar getting to your brain. Interesting, eh? So it's a lot more complicated than you thought, and it's also a lot simpler. You have to dial in and change the insulin resistance, but the mineral pattern to your tissues, and that's why I have epigenetic frequency therapy. It can actually change your insulin resistance by sending the mineral pattern to your skeletal muscles, and also I can give you peptides for your pineal gland and your pancreas to downregulate the overactivity of the pancreas and overactivity of the pineal gland, telling your pancreas to work like hell to drive your insulin level up. So even type 1 diabetics, after you've recovered from the virus, your main problem is insulin resistance and hyperinsulinemia, hypercortisolemia, and hyperglucagonemia. It's not as straightforward as just one thing. Interesting, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you generate free radicals, if you lower someone's blood sugar faster by being diabetic drugs and insulin, you actually increase the risk of heart disease because you haven't stopped the free radicals. So you actually oxidize cholesterol and fatty acids, and you form really bad plaque, which can kill you. So the actual published studies in cardiology journals, so if you lower someone's blood sugar too fast and don't control their free radicals, which is why cardiovascular, we had gamma A plus, cell detox, glutathione, and ultrasimon B1, you actually increase the risk of vascular disease and neuropathy and blindness. It's a little more complicated than you thought, eh?
Yeah, for sure.
And you think these doctors know this? Are you kidding me? I'll teach them.
Not
at all. And I can actually tell them what physical tests they can do at federally certified labs to prove that Dr. Deagle knows and they don't have a friggin' clue. If you think I'm making this up and you're a doctor and you think you know more than me, have the cojones to at least email or call me and I'll help you free. I'll give you the advice you need to start treating your patients properly. But if you think you know about diabetes more than Dr. Deagle, that's a fat chance on that. And heart disease is an epiphenomena of diabetes in everybody and hypothyroidism. Everybody that has heart disease has diabetes and hypothyroidism, even if it's not hyperglycemic diabetes.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.